practice number five. Thoughts?
Much more of a scrimmage-like situation today, and a lot of good things. We keep saying that, you know, through the first 5 days we don't have the consistency on offense, and nor on defense right now as a football team. I mean, we've got a couple new faces up front. When you talk about Wixon, we struggle with the snaps a little bit today, and that makes everything look bad. And we've got Brunson some work at center, and just kind of keep trying to move those guys around, keep trying to bring them along on the offensive line. But I like the way they're working. I like the way it's all coming together. Guys are running around. They're playing hard out here. They're into it. You know, spring is always a difficult time because, you know, they're out here. There's not an opponent to prepare for or anything like that. You're just out here trying to get better, beating on each other every single day. And I really like the attitude that these guys have and that they're working together right now. And they're, you know, their eyes are up, they're attentive, and they're paying attention to what's going on. And we've come a long way in 5 days, but we still have got a long way to go with 10 more practices to use.
No opponent, but it seems like the offense and defense really have embraced coming together on their units and just trying to volley back and forth with each other.
Well, that's what spring is. You know, I mean, spring is there's always a winner and a loser every single day. I mean, in some days offense gets the better of the defense, and sometimes it's vice versa. And they're competitive, you know, they're competitive players, and they want to win, and they come out here and they want to be good, and that's the thing that gets you excited as a coach. But spring is definitely give and take when you watch it. I mean, I don't think it was probably ever more evidenced by watching the two-minute drill today. You know, where one offense couldn't make 10 yards, you know, in 2 minutes, and the other one goes right down the field and scores. And so I think it's competitive, and we've got great film to watch being here in the stadium. Absolutely beautiful day. I love the way some guys are coming along. I love the way the coaches are coaching out here. Just a lot of positive energy out here on the field.
I know we kind of expected this coming in the spring, but the back six or seven in the secondary on the one defense, I mean, they're young, but they got a lot of playing time. They're starting to really come together and gel, it seems like.
There's some depth there. You know, we've talked about that's one of the problems. We don't have a lot of depth on this football team, but when you look at you've got really, you know, three or four corners that have all played in quality games and conference games that have gotten meaningful experience. You've got four safeties that have all played a lot of football. When you talk about Pinson and McDonald and Kentrell Bryce and Lloyd Grogan and Xavier Woods, I mean, you've got a lot of guys that have played, and I really like the way the linebackers are coming along, you know, with Nick Thomason and Tony Johnson's really doing a good job in there, in the middle. And, you know, we had Nick, who redshirted last year, and to have him out here, and Mitch Villamez was back out here. Both feet continue to come along, and I think they're getting a good grasp of this defense right now.
As a coach, you know, last year you came into this team with a solid D-line and then a lot of question marks in the secondary.
Yeah.
Now that you've got experience in the secondary, how much better does that make you feel going through the spring?
A lot. I mean, you know, when your secondary makes a mistake, it's 7 points. And it's nice to have that type of experience back there. They're challenging our offense, and your offense is going to have to earn it. You know, we've got some young quarterbacks back there, as we've talked about. You know, you look at Ryan, who's just going to be who's still a redshirt freshman right now, going to be a sophomore next year. But having guys out there like Paul Turner and Sanford C and some of those guys to see what they're doing, and the experience of running backs like Kenneth Dixon and Tevin King and Marlon Seitz and Blake, I mean, that's kind of our running back situation. It's kind of like our secondary situation, you know, and you see some positions that are really coming along well, but you see some others that really have a ways to go.
And the cornerbacks can't hide from Coach Bradford now that he's busting around on a golf cart.
No, Coach Bradford had a little staff basketball hoop Achilles injury. He had surgery this week, so we put him in our thoughts and prayers, and now he's coaching from a golf cart with crutches and a bullhorn. So they can't get away from him because they can run, and they could outrun him before, but now they can't outrun him in his golf cart.